Look out!
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good Lord, are you having a bowel movement or a baby? You know what a hemorrhoid is?
No.
Well, Google it.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
All right, let's bang out a couple of calls here, and then we're going to talk love.
Yeah.
Talk love. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you? What are you up to?
I'm calling from St. Louis. I listen to you guys on the web. I'm kind of a concerned listener. About a month ago, you called Al Molinaro, and you left a message.
Yes. Yeah. We've left several messages for Al Molinaro.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a speed bump, but I like him, and I was just curious if you ever heard back from him.
We're pretty sure he's dead.
We're kind of upset about it.
Very upset. Very upset. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
What?
The rumor on the web is that he was dumped out of his wheelchair.
Considered dead.
What?
Three. What?
You want to start again, sir?
Hi there. What would you say?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay.
I just wanted to give Buzz big props because I always consider Devil and Miss Jones 3 as like the all-time greatest porn ever. But
yes.
I can't believe in the same note the guy would recommend anything with Tom Leathernuts Byron because he's just as repulsive to me as like the
Buzz,
big woolly Ron
you know, now hold on a second.
I misremembered.
I defer to Buzz on porn.
I think he misremembers.
But Tom Byron, I think you're willing to come around on that. I agree with the caller 100%.
I must be thinking of somebody
else. Leatherballs?
Sorry about that.
Byron is like almost, he's got like a weird scrawny body.
Scratch that.
And then, of course, he's got they all have the giant things.
Leatherballs? Is that what you called him?
I never called him
leatherballs. No, the caller.
The guy on the phone said
leatherballs. Leatherballs. And liquor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Put him on the bed.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey there. Hi there.
Hey, on American Idol, that one black guy who was in the top 24.
Which one, sir?
Chiquizzi.
That was just for Rob when I said which one. That was just for you, Robbie. And hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I need Don and Mike's help getting some vagina tonight.
They can't help you. Sorry about that, sir.
It's terrible.
Bye-bye.
He doesn't care. He's high.
What about the vagina?
No vagina.
How about this? Huh? As always, I look at the radio news sheets, and I'm amazed to see what makes news in radio. First off, Rush Limbaugh is announcing he's not retiring. His contract is up next year. He's not retiring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Unlike me. Here's what makes me puke. He has a 7-year contract. You know how much it's worth?
How much?
$300 million.
Oh, my God.
And he owns half the show. Yeah. I know. Someone get the paddles. We've just lost Mike. Come on, Mike. Come on back.
I'm getting an early start to the weekend, guys.
Come on back. Here's some more stuff for you.
Code.
Here's another one besides Jane, Hanoi Jane sang the C word.
Yes.
Today on.
I love it when you know, I was never a big supporter of that, but it's just funny when you call her Hanoi Jane.
Today on WJR in Detroit. The mayor of Toledo, see you in Toledo,
Jamie Farstown,
used the F-bomb,
oh, no.
And his explanation is, I started to say fuss, changed it to ruckus, and the two words somehow were merged into one.
I believe him.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it can happen.
It does happen.
This one the FCC says they're going to look into.
Oh, of course. You know why? Because it's radio.
And then you've got this also from radio. God knows we're not being like Howard Stern. We've invented it. We did everything. But we did this so many years ago. The station's getting all kinds of headlines. Mm-hmm. Rock 105, Charleston, West Virginia, is getting worldwide attention for its amazing contest, giving away a Valentine's Day divorce.
Oh, my God. How many years ago did we do that?
They got 1,000 entries from couples. Mm-hmm. General Manager Steve Z says, at one point, we were getting an entry a minute.
Wow. How about that? Well, we did more than that. We actually, didn't we bring them all out?
Yeah, I think we actually had mass divorces. I think we had mass divorces. We did mass marriages.
It's like a mass, you know, that's like divorces. A mass grave.
Anyway, that's what's going on in our business. Well, hello, Don and Mike Show. And, you know, Mike, you're absolutely right. Hanoi Jane says the C-bomb. everything else. The mayor of Toledo screws up.
And really, we've all done it, have we not, on this show? I know I've done it, where you combine two words and you want to say fuss, and all of a sudden you're thinking in your head something, and it comes out. Yeah. And you didn't mean for it to come out, but it does.
It just doesn't come out.
And sometimes I say stick afterwards.
Hello, Don and Mike show. F-stick. Hi there.
My favorite use of the word now.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk to tell Buzz that I think he missed one.
I'm sure I missed one.
You know what? Really? There'll be plenty of time for him to do that.
It's a subjective list. It's not open to negotiation.
And it's also infinite.
Buzz, won't you be taking calls on the Washington Weekly?
I will, absolutely.
Call him then.
So many great ones to choose from.
Listen, let's get serious for a second.
Please.
Let's talk love, please. Valentine's Day was yesterday. We've had a lot of fun on the show with this. But now, it's time to get serious.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Why are you wearing a Cupid suit, Hugh?
I've been asked to come in, and I think it was your producer who asked me to stop by and talk about Valentine's Day, but unfortunately the day has passed. But I was told to maintain costume and come in and speak with you regarding the day. And I'm not quite sure. I'm in a state of flux right now.
Yeah.
I'm between relationships.
I read
right
on
now, so unfortunately I'm not happy.
Read on AOL.
This is ghastly. Is there any way to turn that down?
I thought you liked this. I love music.
Is this Barry Manilow?
Yeah.
No, I found it repulsive.
Okay, all right, not, yeah.
No, really.
I just read on...
Found something like classical.
Enjoy
it.
You know when you turn on AOL and it says, hello, you've got mail, but they've got the headlines that go round and round.
This is a very interesting costume. I must tell you, I find it liberating.
It's revealing.
As far as balls
said,
go, bollocks and all that.
The poll says, who is your favorite Valentine's Day actor?
Yes.
And the number one choice was Hugh Grant.
Really?
Well, I'm grateful, of course, to all those surveyed who might have participated in that to indicate that I would be their favorite. But I would say that is not doing nothing at this time to enhance my movie career, which I would say would be just a bit in the dumper, if you were to describe it. Things have gone south. I think it caught up with
you.
Me,
did that movie with Drew Barrymore last year that was supposed to be the lovey movie, Valentine's Day movie, right?
Might I describe my ensemble?
Well, yeah, you're dressed like Cupid.
I'm wearing a flesh-colored leotard, a fabric diaper, a bow, arrows, wings of cotton, and buckled shoes. I thought that I would share that with your listening audience. No, quite frankly, the truth of the matter is my career is dead. It's dead in the water, as you would say in the States. It's not progressing. I'm not getting scripts any longer.
I think like on Lifetime, didn't they run Notting Hill and all of your other bad, lovey movies the other day?
In London, my representation would say that it was the Barrymore factor. She's killed the careers of who is the chap that was on Saturday Night Live?
Adam Sandler?
Yes, she's done wonders for him, as we all know. He's not making the movies that he once did. He's not as successful as he once was. Tom Green, you've never heard of him.
She was married to Tom Green, right.
Are you familiar in Hollywood of the curse of Barrymore? She's a Spider Woman. She's a Black Widow. She actually does a film with you, and then you never work again. Preposterous.
Wasn't there for a while a curse of Hugh Grant when you were caught soliciting, and then turned your career around?
No, you're wrong. No, you're totally incorrect. I should point out to you
your diaper's falling off.
Oh, dear, let me just hike it up over my flesh colored leotard. No, you should be aware of the fact that even in my most depraved state, when I was out on the streets constantly soliciting hookers and trying to get sex in the back of automobiles and such. I was on Jay Leno, and I was actually one of the highest-rated debuts on the Leno show, and that's when everyone wanted to hear about my sordid tale. So in no way did I affect my career. My career's downfall is solely the responsibility of
Drew
Barrymore. Huh. She comes from a long line of Hollywood celebrities, and she's ruined my Valentine's Day, and I'm very... Pardon me?
What day?
Valentine's Day. What day do you think we're here for? You're tardy, now I'm getting I'm getting a bit chapped because the fact is that you requested me. He's your acting producer,
the de facto producer. Yes,
he requested me yesterday. I had to go down the street. I had to borrow a flat from a friend to stay the night. A flop. And I'm very frustrated because I was prepared to come in yesterday, and now I'd like to explain to you. You're disputing my career disintegration, And I'm telling you, it's Drew Barrymore. Yeah. She did that. Who was the lad that appeared in the baseball movie? What was his name? Who was he? Was
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Has he made another? Have you seen him in the cinema since he worked with her? She is poison.
Hold
she
on.
Is absolutely, she's a cancer on the entire industry.
You did a lot of bad movies before you did that one with Drew Barrymore, though.
Well, I haven't also been able to. May we speak frankly?
Of course,
please. You.
This is difficult.
I find it hard to believe that such a pussy used to go out with Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah,
Liz Hurley. Liz Hurley is still she's still a dear friend.
A dear friend, dear girl. Mound her. Can you imagine?
Oh, I did more than that, you my good that. Boy. Yeah. Many days. Of course, I've also. Well, that doesn't interest me even talking about it anymore because that's another thing that happened with Drew.
What?
We had. This is difficult. Give me a moment.
Did you have sex with her?
You're among friends.
I had sex scenes with her, and I have lost any true desire.
Are you soft now?
As a matter of fact, even if I possessed that desire, which I do, I no longer have function down in my nether regions.
Let me see.
I'm not going to show you. Are you asking me to show you my genitals?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, my dear boy.
Why?
It's not going because you're exploiting the situation. I'm trying to be candid and offer you a degree of candor which you'll be able to help me with, and we can discuss and we can talk about Valentine's Day.
I bet I can find a part of your personality that you did not know existed.
I should say that Rob Spiewak writes, I blame her. I call her Count Drucula. Funny. At my expense, writing funny little lines and horrible little things to say.
What he does.
The fact of the matter is, she has not only killed my movie career, she has also completely eradicated my sex drive.
Didn't you used to have one of the most famous schlongs in Hollywood?
I am known to have it, yes. Now it just simply does not respond.
Can
in
I see
a way.
It?
No, you cannot see it.
Why?
I refuse. That's simply above. I must put my foot down. Ow. I've gone and bruised my hand on your ridiculous plastic furniture. You would think you could get some fine woods from Indonesia, some perhaps mahogany, something like that. No, everything's made of plastic.
Two of us.
This is a plastic country you live in. Everything is prefabricated and made of total plastic.
Are you shaving all your body hair again?
I am shaving because it's necessary for me to do the roles. You do not want to see
You don't
hair.
Have roles. You just said you don't have roles.
I'm still holding out hope that I will garner some. That there will be in my future perhaps an audition or two which will put me on the screen. I have been with such luminaries. I should point out to you that Notting Hill was an overwhelming critical and theatrical success. And now I can't even get, as you would say, arrested. Of course, I don't use that humor because I was arrested.
Hold on, I got
when I solicited the Divine Brown, the prostitute.
I got another bad one. Mickey Blue Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, we have made choices that perhaps were not stunning in their cinematic quality, but I would say that Mickey Blue Eyes, not a tour de force, but I was really looking forward to music and lyrics being a fine cinematic effort, and it was savaged. It was palmed like you would never palm anything. I don't understand why they palmed it the way they
did. Why did you take, like, Viagra?
It's ruined my Valentine's Day.
Why did you take Viagra or Cialis or one of those things?
That's a good point, but I will tell you that I have no need, if you know what I mean, other than being with myself. The Viagra and the Cialis, the Cialis and Viagra would do nothing but pleasure me, but I would not be. I don't. What I'm trying to say, and you're making this extraordinarily difficult, is I'm trying to say that I have not been near a woman since the movie with Drew. Has ruined my sex drive and my cinema drive.
Have you been with a man?
How would you say this? I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
Fair enough.
There was a night in London about... Oh, 3-odd months ago, where I met a young chap. He was, I believe, a haberdasher. And he had very interesting things to say, and he did what so many men do for me.
What's that?
He made me laugh. He made me laugh. And, of course, one thing led to another. Uh-huh. I was still in my post-Drew phase.
Sure.
And so there was nothing going on, but he very much had his way. I actually let him do whatever he chose to do, and he was very knowledgeable. And after that was it. You know, it was Jack B. Russell, just to walk away, nothing, no bollocks, and we walked away, and there was no problem.
Off you go.
May I say hello to him?
Of course.
Well, I would like to give a shout-out to my good friend,
who was visiting in London and lied about being a haberdasher. He, too, was an actor, Mr. Jeremy Piven.
Wow. Really?
Jeremy Piven was his name. And
you've done well.
I always will have a soft spot, and I mean literally a soft spot, for Mr. Jeremy Piven. I really have discovered that women no longer really interest me. Mm-hmm. Sex does. I would love to regain my drive. But Drew Barrymore, may I say, the one thing I found working with her, so much intimacy, so many love scenes, and so much odor.
Well, now that you're past this,
horrible.
Maybe you come to our side. Do you now see that maybe Valentine's Day is a made-up Hallmark holiday?
And it's hogwash.
If you're really in love, every day is Valentine's Day.
Now, this is why I'm so blasted angry at all of your producers, because I was supposed to come in yesterday early on your program, and I was going to say Valentine's Day is hogwash. It's poppycock. It's rubbish. It's a big pile of rubbish. Don't buy into it, and don't purchase. If you purchase, you will further the myth that this is something special when it's not special at all. What I would encourage you to do is save all of your euros and put them in your satchels, in your purses, and save them for a rainy day, and don't go out and buy candy, flowers, and all the things that people say you're supposed to. You're behaving like cattle with mad cows.
You know what would help you with your problem down there?
What?
Buzz? What are some of those movies you were talking about?
The Masseuse, I mentioned. Pirates is a good one.
The Masseuse. That appeals to
Night
me.
Trips.
That would be lovely. Do any of them star Jeremy Piven?
No, he's sadly not in any
That's
of them.
That's a shame. I understand he's on. He's locally on. He's on that cable channel.
HBO. He's on Entourage.
Entourage. Right. Yes, right. They're all lovely actors good on show. That show. I like the lead as well. What is his name? The fellow with the curly black.
Oh, the Aquaman boy.
Yes, what is his name?
Adrian Grenier or Grenier.
Yes, lovely French name. Yes, French is he?
What about Turing?
Yes, pardon me.
Were you just looking at Rob's ass?
No, I have no interest in him. He misled me.
You were just going Harry Morgan on us.
No, that is not true. I am not interested.
Describe what Rob is wearing today without looking at it.
All right, I will cover my eyes. He is wearing a tan sweater with a maroon shirt and green pants.
How does he fill out the slacks?
Quite nicely. Now stop it. You're tricking me. That is what you do. Why must you always persecute me? I'm simply
now,
a lowly actor trying to have a good time.
Just face him. Just stand over there and face him.
I would say that this entire Valentine's Day fiasco, and it is a fiasco. Oh, look at your buttocks. No, I'm not interested. I heard about your condition. I'm not interested.
No, not at all.
May I make my statement about Valentine's Day?
All right, Hugh Grant.
This was a holiday solely invented by flower mongers and nougat merchants. It is absolutely flawed in every way. Uh-huh. It is flawed from top to bottom, that sincerely. If you'd like a flower, pick it. If you'd like a candy, go to the store and buy it.
A candy.
Don't go out and buy en masse and buy a large box shaped like a heart. You're foolish, all of you Americans, that are celebrating Valentine's Day. And if you did so, I cannot possibly send my most sincere condolences with more enthusiasm.
So what's next for Hugh Grant?
Yeah. I'm looking now to, I'm over here in the States. I will be flying up to New York in the morrow. And I will be auditioning for a variety of your daytime stories. That is what soap opera.
You're going to be on our soap operas.
That is what my agent has said you need to pay for your very expensive flat in the south of London, and it's necessary to pay the light bill, as you would say. So I'll be auditioning for soap operas and also television commercials with dogs. I will work with animals.
Why don't you do the commercial for boner pills?
Viagra, anyone that's out there, if you would like to. I am a magnificent, classically trained actor.
Let me hear you sell Viagra in 30 seconds.
Very good.
There you go.
This is a method audition. I've done these before.
Hold on,
please. One moment to get into character, if I may. This is selling Viagra, the pill for erectile dysfunction.
That's right. Priapism, 4 hours.
As an endorsement or simply a spokesperson?
Endorsement.
There you go.
Please.
Oh, no. Now you're... How can you possibly expect me to do a pitch for something in the States when you're playing that hideous, heinous clock in the background? That TikTok is totally taking me out of my rhythm. I demand you turn it off. I demand it.
He demands it.
I demand you turn it off, please. Okay. Simply count your little seconds on your own watch don't disturb me until I'm finished with my speech.
Ready?
My speech.
Are you ready?
My speech.
You're upset.
My cop fell.
Ready?
Yes. Hello.
One.
This is Hugh Grant for Viagra.
Two, three.
I find it
four,
very, very five, invigorating and stimulating six, when I have trouble, seven, as we all know, eight, down there. So if you're looking to ten, have a little tete-a-tete with the one you love this weekend, 15, and you're finding that your twig
up,
and berries are
wind
able
it
to...
Up,
oh,
wind
I don't know, you're rushing
wind
me.
It up,
you're rushing me, and now I can't.
That's
I'm going
it,
to
Mark,
cry. I'm going to cry.
Time.
Don't cry.
I am going to cry. He always makes me cry with all of his picking on me. It's not fair. It's not fair. I'm going to throw one of my buckled shoes at you. First time I was on your little program, you made me wear short pants and a bow tie. And now you made me in this ridiculous costume for Valentine's Day, which I am not happy about. Tears are running down my nipples.
It's so...
I'm so upset. You foolish, nasty man. It's true. It's true. All of you are evil incarnate. And I'd love to get a horror movie and depict all of you. Please give me another chance
okay,
to sell. What else would you like me to sell?
Hugh Grant, 20 seconds. Same product. Cialis, Viagra, whatever.
Pick one.
Go.
Hello, this is Hugh Grant for erectile dysfunction. I've suffered for it for years from it. For... Oh, no, I've stumbled. Please give me another chance to start.
Get a run.
This is like real commercials we do in here. In three, two, one. Hello, Americans. Hugh Grant here. Do you have trouble down there, the twig and berries, with function? Might I recommend what I use each and every time I need to get a little, shall we say, lift? I pop one of those blue pills known as Viagra right under my tongue, and in 5 minutes or less, I'm ready to go.
Time.
Good to go. Jack's your Russell.
Good job.
Got to be fat. We got to do it fast.
I did it fast.
Did
I did it as fast as you would want. I thought it was
time,
a perfectly good sell.
Faster and make me believe, please. Go.
All right. Hello. Hugh Grant here for Viagra. Take the blue pill and you'll be able to, you know, stiff up the old chin or whatever it's called. You'll be able to perform, all right? Because you're an American and you celebrate Valentine's Day and you're all pigs and all you want to do is fornicate. And I hope you all die. Because I don't want to be here anymore. You don't like your country, and I especially hate Drew Barrymore.
I love it. That's a wrap.
Thank you.
That's a wrap.
Thank you. I will be at your service whenever. And you can save the tape and keep it forever.
Are you crying?
No. I'm saying you can keep it as yours. Forever and ever. As long as you wish. I hope you all enjoy that. And I hope to visit soon. Perhaps the next time I come by, I will have this curse of Drew Barrymore lifted from my horrible career, and I will be able to function sexually, and life will go on sweetly, lovely, as I've always wanted it to go. Indeed it shall.
Hey,
I look wistfully upon the future.
We have a copy of the movie Capote for you as a nice parting gift.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy.
That's
you'd like
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Very talented actor. I'd love to meet him. Does Piven know him?
We do have a box set of Entourage for you.
Oh, do you really? I'd love to see that. That's with Adrian Grenier.
Yeah, that's right.
He's lovely as well. Thank you all very much. But I tell you, it was a one-time event, and I'm not permanently going to go gay. As a matter of fact, when I get back to London, I'm going to pop in on Liz, and I'm going to see if Liz would like to bring the twins out to play, as they say.
Go get them, Tiger.
You mean her
no,
her bosom?
Elizabeth Hurley,
oh, I'm sorry.
Not the Queen. How dare you?
Hey, what's
how dare you insult my Queen?
What does Prince Charles taste like when you kiss him?
Well, I've never kissed him on the lips. I've kissed him on the cheek. In that, and it's a little bit like you have that cologne over here, Old Spice, and horse sweat.
Oh.
Just a taste.
That's
just a tiny little taste. That's the secret, though, you know, when you have an audience with royalty. Once you do the kiss on either cheek or the hand, you lick your lips and taste.
Yes.
Really?
Old Princess Margaret, that was like dog food. Nasty. Nasty taste.
You ever get a chance to taste Princess Di?
No, no, no. They kept her far away from me.
Good.
You know, Pip-Pip, the old young actor. Beware, we don't want to get into her knickers now, do we? Oh, I've had a delightful time. It's been positively divine.
You're a great old queen.
I am a great old queen, and I look forward to doing cabaret theatre. That's what I'm looking forward to. Come see me off London's theatre district. I'll look forward to seeing each and every one of you. Pip-Pip, cheerio, and all that good stuff.
We have to segue to the news now.
Oh, Hello.
Hi, Hugh. How are you?
I understand you're quite the aficionado of pornography.
Well, I do what I can.
Hugh, we play pornography. We play a tape that says you're the oldest man in the world. Yes. Then we play a tape that says I have herpes and she doesn't. Ha, ha, ha. And then we play that says, well, listen, I'll play them and you can recreate
it. Check it out.
All right.
It
goes like this.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right. And then we say, hi, Buzz. He says hi. And then we play this one.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And then we play this one.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Can you give us that?
All right. Here we go. It's quite a memory teaser, though. I'm the oldest man in the world. Being careful, it's important to me because I have herpes and I don't. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. It's a retarded gentleman saying it's time for the news.
Right.
How did I do?
Excellent.
Very good. Ta-ta, I must catch my flight.
Good to see you.
Thank you. This is chafing me.
Be right back.
Take care.
This is the Don and Mike Show.